Previously on Algoa FM.
In celebration of Women's Day, I found it only fitting to hunt down one of the biggest names in our country, an international champion with a long list of accolades, though. Khotatso Monjani, the first black South African woman to win at Wimbledon. She recently won the 2024 wheelchair women's doubles and the first black South African woman to ever play at Wimbledon Championship as well. KG, welcome to the lunch show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And hello to the listeners.
I'm excited. Women's Day holds a significant part in the hearts of South Africans countrywide. In what way is Women's Day significant to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a reminder that women exist, you know, and women are human too, and women have abilities, you know, and for me, obviously, as a woman in sport, also just a reminder that we're still here fighting for our places, you know, to be equally recognized, you know, in the different sporting activities that we're doing. And, you know, that will just be a continuous thing until things change. So I would like to think Women's Day for me, it just means, you know, bringing that change to recognize women fully.
Yes. As a woman with a disability, clearly your zest for life, never give up attitude, and love for tennis are contributive factors that has molded you into who you are. But for others in your situation, it is a daily battle as well. How far have we come as a country to ease the challenges for disabled-bodied people? Are we there yet?
I mean, we are work in progress, you know. I mean, I cannot say we are not there yet. I mean, it's a slow process, but I think things are changing bit by bit. You are seeing a lot of building, you know, trying to be accessible, a lot of roads, a lot of public transport. So you can see that transformation, even though it's coming in slowly. So I can't really say there's nothing really happening. I would like to believe I've seen some of the things that are changing, even though it's quite a slow process. Mm. But I'm a firm believer that once you start with something, it will develop. And in future, hopefully things really changes. We start having, you know, better accessibility, like, you know, those countries out there.
Yes. You've won one of the most coveted international tennis titles on the world's biggest stage, the 2024 Wimbledon's Women's Wheelchair Doubles title. It is no easy ball game. A lot of hard work and mental preparation must have gone into winning this title for you and your doubles partner. What was the road like to winning this title?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, we lost it last year. So you can imagine coming back and having to be in the finals again. So it meant so much more for us, you know, looking at we missed out last year. And we actually wanted, you know, to just like get our own revenge because we lost in straight sets last year. So we were like, we have to inflict the same pain that they inflicted on us. So I think we wanted it more than them. And we had to really display that on court that we wanted it more.
They normally say revenge is sweet, right? Are you looking forward to defending your Wimbledon title? And when does training start in defense of this title?
I mean, we shall see. I mean, obviously, the next Wimbledon will be next year. So, we haven't really had a chat if we're sticking together or we're exploring other options. But, I mean, For me, I don't know about you because she's winning it for the eighth time. For me, it's just a goal accomplished, you know.
Absolutely.
So I don't mind doing it repetitively, but for me, being able to be a Wimbledon Grand Slam champion on its own is enough for me. For me, I'm just like moving on to the next goal because I still need to win the singles Grand Slam on its own. So I'm really fussy about defending the Wimbledon title, but, you know, I'm so looking forward to add maybe the Australian Open there in doubles with her and going all out to win the singles Grand Slam too.
Wow. What is your parting thought for women on this Women's Day?
Yeah, I just want women to realize that they have a unique strength, you know, and they should never doubt themselves. So they need to keep believing in what they are capable of, because that's just a God-given, you know, strength that I don't think a lot of men have.
Yeah.
So they need to utilize that. They need to expose that, because it's in them. They can achieve anything that they put their head to.
Fantastic. Khotatso Manjani, the 2024 Wimbledon Wheelchair Women's Doubles Champion. Thank you so much for joining us on Algo FM's lunch show today. It was an absolute pleasure having you on air with us.
Thanks for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.